When President Trump pulled out of the Paris Climate Agreement last week, he argued the accord put too many strings on U.S. businesses, making it harder for them to succeed. So we sought out reaction from local companies and other advocates. As WUWM's Annalise Hensel reports, some don't expect the president's decision to make much of a difference in how they do business.
We Energies uses a variety of means to produce power, but for decades, the company's backbone was coal-burning plants. We wondered whether We Energies would beef up its use of coal, assuming President Trump's decision eases emission restrictions. Spokesman Brian Manthe says don't expect to see additional coal burning.
It's important for our customers that we don't have all of our eggs in one fuel basket.
In fact, Manthe says, We Energies has been working to diversify its portfolio over the years.
What we're looking at is an eventual goal of getting to where maybe we'll have a third of our energy or our electricity produced by coal, a third by natural gas, and then a third by the carbon-free emissions such as nuclear and renewables. And the reason we want to do that is you don't want to have the volatility that may occur in any one of those particular fuels to affect the cost for customers.
Manthe says the availability of resources is just one reason for providing a mix. Another is that We Energies already is well into a long-term plan to reduce carbon emissions. It began a couple decades ago and includes the development of wind farms and conversions of some coal-burning plants to natural gas. We Energies launched its efforts before either the Wisconsin or federal government had laws on the books regulating carbon, but Congress had been talking about the possibility. And Manthe says We Energies expects it still will be required to cut emissions in years to come, regardless of President Trump's stance on the Paris Climate Accord.
We do feel that despite what the most recent action was by the administration, we feel that it is inevitable there will be some kind of carbon regulation that will be out there. If we're in a good position to start with, that will then help mitigate any costs or reliability concerns going forward.
On a practical level, I'm not sure it's going to have a whole lot of impact on the way we do business here.
Steve Boss is with the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce. He says President Trump made a bigger splash with local businesses when he announced he intended to scale back the Clean Power Plan. That's the Obama administration measure that sought to make big cuts in carbon emissions nationwide. It was one of the measures Obama hoped would help bring the U.S. in compliance with the Paris Climate Agreement.
Some of the provisions in the previous administration's plan were, I think, of greater concern from a cost standpoint and operations standpoint. And so I think from an impact standpoint for our members, seeing the administration's actions on the Clean Power Plan were probably more of a relief or a welcome signal for our manufacturing heavy economy.
Boss's companies tend not to react dramatically or make huge changes immediately based on any new president's policies. He says businesses and advocacy groups like the MMAC have a longer range perspective, knowing that legislation and orders from the White House come and go. Boss says, after all, companies plan to remain in business for decades, while each president has just 4 to 8 years in office. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.